A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, June 7th, 2017. And this is Live Talk at the Diaspora Forum. My name is Chris Gandhi.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
Tonight on Live Talk Diaspora Forum, we are discussing about the issue of Zimbabwean asylum seekers in South Africa.
A growing number of asylum seekers in South Africa who go to the Home Office Department to renew their asylum papers, but are instead thrown into holding cells to be deported, are saying that they are now scared to do so.
And a very big number of those people have run out of status, meaning that they are now illegals living in South Africa.
There are reports that around 100 Zimbabweans are arrested and detained at Lindela every week when they go and try to renew their asylum papers.
To join our discussion, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you right back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on 13860 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
And so tonight we are opening our lines to hear your views on the issue of Zimbabwean asylum seekers in South Africa.
And remember that we'll call you back on our number 001-202-619-2077.
Yebo kambezu lukandaba mthwakazi omuhle siyadibana njalo kuhlelo lwethu eselipha maviki wonke ngolwesithathu uhlelo lwe Diaspora Forum lapho esikhuluma kona lezi zalwane zeZimbabwe ezihlala phandle kwelizwe. Lamhlanje ke sixoxa ngodaba lwamaphepha. Amaphepha awokudinga ukuhlala eSouth Africa okusemthethweni nxa umuntu eyisiphepheli awe asylum. Yesizwa ubana lezi nsuku bakhona abanye abathi besiyadinga ukubana bengezelele kumbe kwenzwe lokho ukuthiwa yi-renewal ngesilungu. Bafika khona le bahle bavalelwe bafakwe elindela bese besifakwa emagumbagumbeni ukuthi babuyele bayothiwa ekhaya. Lokhu sokubangele ukubana abaningi besabe ukuthi bayelungisisa amaphepha abo kugajalwe Home Affairs. Siyazwa njalo imbiko ethi yona bakhona abafika ikhulu ababotshwayo besiyalungisisa amaphepha maviki wonke. Jonga.
Ndizvozvo nhasi tiri kukurukura nedambudziko ratinonzwa kuti riri kusangana nevana veZimbabwe vari muSouth Africa vane magwaro anovabvumidza kunge vachigara munyika iyi vachimirira nyaya dzavanenge vaisa zvikumbiro zvavo zvavanenge vaisa kuHome Affairs Department kana kubazi rezvemukati menyika kuti vange vachitarisirwa magwaro avo eupoteri. Saka vanopiwa magwaro anovabvumidza kugara muSouth Africa kwemwedzi mitanhatu nyaya dzavo dzichiongororwa nekunzwisisikwa. Vopiwa zuva ravanozofanange vachidzokera kumahofisi iwayo kuti vange vachizononzwa kuti nyaya dzavo dzavanenge vakaisa dzeasylum kana kuti dzerefuge dzeupoteri dzabuda sei. Ipapo ndopavanosvika vachinzi kana vakanga vatadza kubudirira mapepa avo anobva angonzi haana kubuda ivo vobatwa voendeswa kunonzi kuLindela kwavanenge vachengetedzwa kusvika vazodzoserwa kumusha. Izvi zvinonzi zvaakuita kuti vanenge vakamirirawo magwaro iwayo kana kuti vaisa nyaya dzavo dzehupoteri vatye kuchienda kunotarisa kana kwatingati kucheka kuya kuti vanzwe kuti nyaya dzavo dzaapapi dzavanenge vakaisa dzekutsvaga upoteri dzanzwikwa here, vabudirira here. Kana varambwa kuti vange vachipiwa upoteri vanofanira kunge vachipiwa mukana wekuti nyaya dzavo dzinge dzichinzwika zvakare yatingati apiwo. Saka vazhinji vari kuti aiwa zvese zvasi kuitika. Ukasvika ikoko kana nyaya yako yarambwa rubva wangodzoserwa kumusha zvakuita kuti vatye kuchienda ikoko kuti vanotarisa kuti mapepa avo akamira sei. Zvichibva zvavapa kuti vagare muSouth Africa zvisiri pamutemo ndo nyaya yatiri kuti kurukure nhasi. Asi kana mutemo mutemo, kana South Africa ichinge yataiwa hatisi kukwanisa kupa upoteri, tinoimbawo kuti vana veZimbabwe vanofanira kunge vachizvitambira vachizviteerera vachiteerawo mutemo. Kune masangano anobatsira kuti vange vachiita maapiri iyaya nezvimwe zvakadaro. Ndozvatichanzwa nhasi kuti zvingafambiswa sei gazi.
Yes, Chonga, we have one of our guests, and that's Mr. Tino Mambeu, the coordinator for the Zimbabwe Exiles Forum in South Africa. Welcome to the show, Mr. Mambeu.
Thank you very much for having me. Good evening.
Yes, thank you so much for joining us. Mr. Mambeu, the issue which we are discussing today is concerns the asylum seekers who are said to be, we know when they go to renew their papers, they are deported. Can you set the scene for us and give us more details on that issue?
To start with, as you will know, that since the beginning of the new millennium, the South African government has been assisting Zimbabweans and Africans and immigrants in general by giving them asylum documentation. But what has been happening is that when there was an influx of Zimbabweans into South Africa, they would then apply for refugee status. But the status is not immediately determined. So you would find a scenario whereby you would be given a 6 month period where you would then be asked to come back and renew or get a decision from the Home Affairs. So we have got a scenario nowadays whereby the Department of Home Affairs arrives at a particular decision concerning an applicant for asylum. Then they only notify the applicant on the day of renewal. And if your application has not been successful according to them, then they make you fill certain forms that leave you with no other option except for being deported. They would not give you time, or they do not allow you to go back home to make preparations for deportation. They will right away deport you. So this is currently the situation we are facing. And to speak of numbers, we could say probably around 100 people per week are finding themselves in such a predicament. And some will have to bribe their way out, and some are eventually getting deported, which is quite a sorry situation.
Mm-hmm. But what are the most common reasons given by the Home Affairs Office for denial of asylum?
Well, when you apply for asylum, you go through an interview. The interview is conducted through a questionnaire. So you would be required to state the causes of departing from your country of origin. So if, according to them, they find that the cause, the reason that you still state do not enable you to gain refugee status, you get automatically disqualified. So to start with, the reasons of your departure should be of such weight that they can afford you refugee status. And it is to their discretion to determine or to say or to judge that these reasons given by the applicant meet the demands for refugee status. And if they feel otherwise, then obviously you do not qualify. Mm-hmm.
But there is room for appeal if they deny you the first time?
Well, there is room for appeal, but now because of the hastiness in which the whole process is done, because remember, you get to the renewal center, like Maharashtra, for example, and when you go into the offices for the sake of renewing, then you are told that you are being deported. And if you have got no access to information, then you end up getting deported. You lose your battery, your cell phone battery, and you cannot communicate to the outside world, you know, and it becomes a problem. And some people will not be caring money during that time as they go to the offices and they have no other means of communication. And that renders it very impossible for them to communicate with the outside world. And to the government, or to the officials rather, they would have seen it as an opportunity to capture you. And to which we respond and say that it's quite unfortunate that they are tormenting the already tormented. Whereas they should be fixing the root causes of the problem.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, thank you so much, Mr. Mambeu. Just keep holding on the line because we are being joined again by another guest, and this time it's Victress Matutu. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Yes, Ms. Matutu, can you tell us what information as a Imbokoto, I know you are a pressure group that is assisting Zimbabweans there. Can you tell us what you are hearing about this issue that we are discussing tonight of asylum seekers in South Africa?
As the organization that deals mostly with women, we've heard a lot of women that who've got asylum, they've gone to Marabasa to renew their asylum, but some of them, they've been arrested, and we've got two in Lindela so far. They haven't been deported yet. We've got some ladies who went there last week, and they came back and said they were given letters that stated that they are no longer allowed to be in South Africa, and their asylums, instead of them being renewed, they were taken from them.
And what were the reasons? Were they given any reasons?
I've got this lady who said he got his asylum back in 2008. She's been renewing it since then. And when she got there, she said they told her that the asylum is expired. It was just a temporary thing. Hmm. So they come to a time where they are ending the asylum. So it just has expired. They just gave her the letter that stated that she's no longer allowed to be in South Africa, but they did not arrest her. She was given that letter to just go back and take whatever she has and go back to Zimbabwe. And the other one says, they say the stamp, I think the asylums got stamped when they get stamped when they go there to renew. They said the stamp was a fake stamp, but she's so sure that she got the stamp from them. He has never taken her asylum to someone else to get that fixed. Mm-hmm.
But some people complain that it takes more than 2 years for their cases to be heard. So why are people afraid of going to renew after only 6 months?
I can't elaborate on that. But I think if it takes that long, like this is saying 2 years, then they just get to go there to renew after 6 months. I just don't understand it. Yeah, because like if someone has had that asylum for like 2008, it's almost 10 years now, like 9 years. And I think they went for interviews before they were given those asylums back then. I think it's better if they go there now. They just don't take their asylums from them and just say, okay, you're arrested or the asylum has expired. At least give them a valid explanation, like, okay, you need to go through another interview because you've been here for a long time now. Whatever reasons you had back then, maybe they're not valid anymore. So at least they must maybe make them go through more interviews. Mm-hmm. If they think those reasons are no longer valid for now. All these ladies are clueless. They don't even know why they are arrested and why their actions are not being renewed anymore.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you so much. Just keep holding. Let's go back to Mr. Mambeu. Mr. Mambeu,
yes.
We have heard that some people... I think this is a custom that has existed for quite a long time, the one of bribery. Is it correct to say that some of the people who find themselves in this unfortunate situation is because someone will be trying to solicit a bribe?
Well, you know, lack of knowledge is a very enormous problem. And I think what these guys also do is to try and intimidate people. And if they intimidate you eventually because you don't want to find yourself in trouble, you would then pay a bribe. But in most cases, the people, they do not have money. And at the end of the day, they end up getting sent to Mindela. And that is what happens in most cases because people do not have resources. And remember, when you go there, sometimes you might not have means of communicating with your relatives back to bring you cash or to come and assist you. So it becomes now a very serious problem when you get deported. So I would say, I would concur with the assertion that there is bribery. It has been there since time immemorial, and it seems to continue. And under such circumstances, it has become the norm of the day. If you can't buy your way out, then you are deported. There are people that go there with asylum that have already expired, but they get stamped simply because they can pay for it. But imagine a man or woman that comes in and has no money, and they are told that your case has been rejected. Now you have got to be deported. And there's no means to avail money at that particular time. They really get to Mindela. And we have got so many people that are in Mindela at the moment due to the fact that they could not bribe their way out.
Zvakaomaramba yanyimuri parunhare wa Mambeu. Regai tinzwe tsvina vamaverenge. Tarirai vari kuSouth Africa, makadi?
Ndiripo, makadi zvenyu.
Aiwa, tiri vapenyu. Tiudzeiwo zvamunoziva nezvamunoda kutaura pamusoro penyaya iri kukangwa iyi.
Okay, ndinoti watererai mavhengere.
Wo mavhengere.
Inini chandinoona pamaasilamu awa, pane dambudziko. Kudhara taienda tichitora nguva imwe chete iyoyo uchiaplya uchibva watopuwa nguva iyoyo. Saka pamashure apa pane kurivhesa kwavakaita vakatombovhara maravasitati iyoyo. Vavhara maravasitati iyoyo ndopakazouya mutemo wachinja wokuti unondopuwa risiti wozomirira 6 months. Saka kuverifaya kwavakuita indokwasingazivi vanhu kuekspaya kwakaitika maasilamu avo. Takanga tichienda nguva nenguva uchisvika uchinzi dzokerai kumba, nhasi tatora vakati tozokuonai mangwana. Wodzoka mangwana wotadzazve kurinyuwa, kupedzisira watozoona kuti chero kubasa kwaunoshanda hauchakwanisi kuti ugone kuvaudza kuti zvendoda kunoitei mangwana. Saka pane problemu yakaitika ipapo kuti ivo havana kuzozvitarisa kuti kune vanhu vangavachinja mutemo, havana kuzvitarisa kuti kune vanhu vanhu vanga vachingorambidzwa kupinda kusvika unoita 6 months usina kukwanisa kupinda mumaofisi.
Saka hazvina kukonzerwa nekuwanda kwevanhu here vanga vakunyorerawo mapepa aya vamavhengere?
Inini pakuona kwangu zvaikonzerwa nechioko mumwe, because munhu anenge asvika kana kuma9 iwamukira usiku anenge aritora iwewe unenge usina. Ukasvika pa kuti mapinda mukati chaimo, munotobuda mapinziwa mukati, unotobudisiwa muchinzi vanhu vataaplyisa vakwana, because pamaravasitati ndopokuti unopinda mukati mondogariswa pasi kuseri. Magariswa pasi kuseri monzi vanenge vabhadhara mari ndo vanouya vachitsomwa, instead yekuti tinenge tiri palaini wai vasingagoni kuenda according to line. Saka zvino hurumende yacho haichagoni kuona kuti ava vanhu vakaexpirirwa nekuda kwei, nekuti ndo chikonzero chavakaregera chavakachinja mutemo. Vakatochiona kuti pabvachiitika uori, zvokuti dai vakagona kuona kuti vangava nawo kudhara vagone kurinyuwa zvazviri nani, kozi vanhu vaingouya kuti varinyuwe asi vachidzokera kumba vasina kurinyuwa.
Asika mutemo unenge uchiteerwawo panyaya dzakadai, vanenge vanzi tipei zvoko muhomwe vari kumhangara here nyaya idzi kumapurisa?
Nhau idzi chero kumanyuzipepa avo tete tiverenga, asi tinoona kuti vano ivo kutozozviziva nokuchinja mutemo vakatoona kuti paiitika uori, asi kuti vaone kuti ndiani nekuti zvaitika pachikona havagoni kuona kuti ndiani.
Inyaya yakaoma. Aiwa, tinotenda vamavhengere.
Ndatenda zvangu baba.
Mora zvakanaka. Chris is saying that before you could just go to the office, apply for asylum, and then you get your papers if there's a determination set on that very day. but later when they changed or when they upgraded the Maravastad center, that's when they started to say you wait for 6 months. Mm. But he thinks that also is being fueled by corruption.
I see.
Yes.
I see.
Oh. But I remember when President Zuma opened the new center, which is now the Desmond Tutu Center, the Maravastad.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he said this center was, I think, corruption proof. Mm. And he also urged those seeking asylum and any other documentation to report any form of corruption or people who ask for bribes.
Mm.
And I think that's the only way for this system to be cleaned by reporting to the authorities. Well, we can hear from our...
Let's hear from Mama Matutu. What's that going on? Yes, patala putaba lwe corruption ukufumbathisana lapha ukudizisa kuthiwa ukudizisa ngapha sasizimbe ikho yikho sibe ludabo lubhahe kanganani sikakhulu nxa sikhangele bona laba ababedinga amaphepha ama asylum.
Yazi i-corruption umbukudizana lokho vele yazi kukhona yonke indawo. But ezindaweni ezinjengalezi kukakhulu especially makhangela ukuthi abantu bangisuka ngiyasebenza angithi mangise emsebenzini ngifuna ukuye Maravastad ngiyofuna i-aslam ngiyarenew i-aslam and mangifika khona isikhathi engisinike emsebenzini sincane ngiyasibona singangokuthi okay hamba uye emsebenzini ngo-12 ukuthi uhambe uye thatha i-aslam ngo-12 ukuthi ujikile sibuye emsebenzini uthole ukuthi mangifika ngale Maravastad ngithole ukuthi kune-queue. Then bakhona labo vela kakhulu ngoba kunama security ahlalela ukuthi okay ungizonginika imali engaka mina ngizongenisa phambili. Yebo. If ngithola ichance njengaleyo eqinisweni uyazi kufana nokuthi ngithathe i-speed nje usibona umntwana uyakhala uyasikhalela nawe uyasidengla yabona. Umntwana vele uzosifuna isithi ma ngithola ichance njengaleyo emsebenzini kuthiwa ngibuye ngo-12 ngiyafika laphana ma ngibona ukuthi ma ngibamba i-line la ngizophuma ngo-4. Nangu umuntu abuye athi mina ngangi 200 rand ngizokufaka phambili. Akusalayo vele ukuthi ngizomupha lo 100 rand angifake phambili. Yabo. Elimayi ngifaka sengifaka phambili. Akukho lulu ukuthi ngiye kuma authorities ngiye report ukuthi mina lo muntu ungifune intshontsho lokuthi ngimnikeze intshontsho angifake phambili ngoba nami bengisizakala. So ngaleyo ndlela ukudizisana soze kuphele ngoba yini esiziswayo sike sikuthathe asikubone njengentwembi sika sibone ngani siyasizwa.
Mhm.
Yabo endina khona ngale futhi mangifika khona le laba badini sawuthola ukuthi wenze interview noma kumele uyishayile le interview ukuthi uthole i-aslam ngithi akutshela ukuthi hayi indlela open lengakhona ayikuvumeli ukuthi uthole i-aslam kodwa uma unginika u-R500 uzoyithola.
Mhm.
Yabo i-aslam ngiyayifuna angifuni ukudeportwa vele.
Yeah, yeah.
Angifuni ukubuyela ekhaya kodwa uma esithi nginginikeifive ma ungangiphani i-500 rand ngizobhala ukuthi ifayilile i-interview kodwa ma unginikeza ngizokunikeza i-aslam angeke ngize ngiye kuma-authorities ngiyoripota ngoba angikuthathi njengokuthi i-corruption ngoba kuyenzakala i-corruption kodwa angiyithathi kanjalo mina ngisuke ngicabanga ukuthi hayi lo muntu uyangisiza kanti umuntu wenza into e-wrong.
Hayi kuyezwakala. Hayi ungaqhubeka ubambile lapha sike sithathe omunye umlaleli. I'll get back to Mutere. I just wanted to point out what you know Victress is saying here. Miss Matutu is saying desperate means you know people are desperate, that's why they are resorting to bribing officials. Anyway,
hello.
Yeah, Nkomo.
Yebo njani?
Yes, siyaphila. Ungapi ku South Africa?
Ejoburg.
Ejoburg.
Yeah.
Ah, ungasitshela, ungasiphathisa ngodaba esilalo lapho udaba lwama Aslam.
Yeah, kufuze sibe kwazi ukuthi okwenza sibe lapha vele yini? Umbuzo wokuqala. Sabaleke ekhaya sabuya lapha yini? Singamazimbabweni asiqaleni sikhangele khona lokho sikulungise. Ungabheka i-relationship ye-South Africa le-Zimbabwe iya ngokuphela inew generation le khona manxa kuphuma laba badala laba ngibona ngani izophela kuzaba nzima vele ngokuya kwesikhathi engaku advisor abantu bezimbabwe ukuthi asiregisteni sivota advisor ama opposing parties wonke asezimbabwe ukuthi sicela bebe united sivotele umthetho wani ntema mbale bulenjini lapho nganele sothola pha iopposition iwinile ya lapho uzuma ngoDisemba la uyaphuma asikwazi umuntu ongenayo uzuma mangilandela ihistory lezaphu bebuyinto wani ngesikhathi sifisa belungu so laba abancane laba abalandelayo laba kufuze lati sicabange ukuthi bazosizwela obazenza kanjani ngoba kuzaba nzima vele nothi kancane konoku ukuthi bevotshwe lami nama lezi zihlobo zamezi kusebenzisayo maphepha lokhu kwenzakala so lalaba abathi basimele bazogcina vele kubehlula ngoba vele sekuqalile vele ukuthi kubehlule ngoba bavotshwa abantu beswelindlela bedipoti akulalutho abalwenzayo babeleke bekhuluma bayehluleka lokuthi bekuripoti ukuthi abantu bethu babotshwa igamendi ibisiphendula abakwenzi khonabo kodwa bayitshele ukuthi bona bamele lawo maphepha kodwa bayakwazi ukuthi abantu bakithi bayadiphotwa bona bayenzani balobufakazi yini imbe bakhuluma ungizwe waye bengake befika labo befike belayine khonafana bakuthi bamele abantu bakithi bevonta abantu bakithi bayabotshwa bese bethatha amaripoti beripota somewhere bese kusiba le way forward kodwa ukubotshwa lokho mina ngile question sesiya ku-election ngebhotswa nantu zitshile lakuthi kuthiwa kunzima ngale sazohlukumezwa sidudule vele nothi kancane ya
hayi kuyezwakala
kuzela kuthi kubheke kwinto lokhu ngoba abantu bakithi ngimpela abalalela i-Studio 7 abathethe asafika asambeni se-register ama-opposing parties wonke ayezimbabwe kungabile one emayodwa ngoba ama-statistics ka-2013 ma wawulaleli utenda ibhiti ewachazisa lapha yazi ngiyamthanda ikwenza ngakhona ubhuti wayo i-politics iyayazi ngabe sasihlanganisa ama-result wonke la izanu ngabe sayiphosela ku-dustbin so asihlanganeni ama-opposition wonke sibe lo muntu wani umjuru lo tswangirayi bengaba ngokuyisikhundla lokhuya asifakeni one kuphela umuntu utswangirayi la ingadiwa abantu abaningi i-one vote is dangerous siyaluza sicela sihambe ngabantu abayi-one phambili lapho nozasimela sevota siyabuya sirejista ngobuningi mna ngiqasa ukuvota ngo-1980 angizakanze ngivotela izanu angabe ngijoyin ngoba ayingenzeli lutho so yikubona abantu bakithi behlupheka abaningi bala abanye abala ma-document ukuthi ngabe kuthiwa le parliament esimelwe labo sebhuku bethu benikwe zama-powers abantwana laba abangala ma-i d bonke osebhuku bebathathe behambise bebhalisa laphana bevele zithupha sirejiste ngizwela umuntu ole-40 years namhlanje zakhe sebenze andi i-government yezanu sasasebenze okwakho sokuyibhabhayi selenze ukuthi afe ngoba ma ule-40 years ungaza kusebenza andi zanu ungaza kuthenga umbheda ungaza kuthenga iphenti entsha okwakho yibhabha empilweni so kunzima le yitina lethi ixothana lezanu wesevele esigabeni sakithi lapho engiphuma khona mina ngiyabazwela kakhulu basengozini izanu kususela mdaphumani nje iyouth encane lethiyanini alisebenza iningi ligcwele khona ngaze ngifike ekhanye ngiyababheka abantwana abayingamaxhego sebesile ukufa It's a long process ukuthi iqaliswa ngapi siwa kuphi okwenza abantu abethu behlupheke khona lapha eSouth Africa.
Hayi kwezwakala, hayi sibongile kakhulu Mnumzana Nkomo.
Babuze bona abathi bona basimele ukuthi bona mabe bona into enjalo kule action bana bayithathayo bangathi basimele ku-Studio 7 ngomlomo kodwa bengala action abayenzayo.
Okay, hayi sizababuza ubulalela usezwe impendulo yakho.
Okay.
Kristi tisataenda kuna mfundisi mwe wa riparu nare. Nungu tora wa teriri wa hiri watatu wa nyura ku Facebook page yedu ya VOA Shona. Anzina mkoma Edmo Mija. Deportation ya gara hiri po kubvira na kubvira. Kwetu zamaya kutuende sambiri mchitaura. VOA Shona tanga watraga umbo uzere wanyura nyaya kwa zakanaka. Dimkoma Edmo Mija. Anzina Felix Chimuse. Kusia na kwenzimbo chete hakuna shiriku itika. Matiri isu. Ukabatwa nepolisi usina mapepa akakwana ndipo vanotokubuditsa ndokunge watadzo zvakare kutaurawo navo zvakanaka handizoti kutaura kukupana na kuchinja na maoko here Koya Richard Moyo anzi pakaoma vamwe vane maaccount panopera pepa nemari kubanga yobvaya pako zvakaoma. Mumwe ari kuti ndofunga pana hakunyeperai hakuna zvakadaro. Regai tigozonzwa kune vadaro atina wasi. Mufundisi Moyo makadi.
Igo.
Alo mufundisi Moyo.
Masura seigo.
Aiwa taswera makadi zvenyu.
Hawa jino simba chukuta angare geti ndi mwari ati shita pano zeshua na wii ii na wii shofati wanganyura wa ndiwa ni wasinama paper ni nunda kama wakumu idu waka pina atengu apply aslami 2006 ndu mandaba mwidu waka pina saka tashu koko koko pani pachipinda pa geti pani kamushini kano kiliko kwa slipo nda wii urumu number 56 kwa sikupo mafomu wapo mafomu unufana hundo filas waka mbunyura kudara wenda mapuri wazo wama puri sazo wazo wapula zunga sumiesa saka na wei kutawa jisho kwa adi nyema asla mwini na wea tambu za zukuru pa umafea panambu garapa wani lugari kubaku tanga kusuka na zino prabu ime probe ya ndo wani kuti na hii wanga wani mabranja haka wanda mungu zato wapafika wakuri ya kaito wapa Cape Town debi na nungu ya umaruwa satai papa ndi umba vano uoru ulipa una waka kura singa mbovili ndi sula zi mwe mrefu utubuti ushike ino kiti marida ya matu basi rabozi mwuzi mungu wa zunga zunga ya sisi azomia za kanaka chaka na wema asila mwina wea tambu za wana wakawanda wafane wame wana wakai ni vieta marizi za kawanda kubaku dara ndi kana asila mesingi yato pera kubengi furungu watu vara futu utanga futu kiende kwa hini ukauti zika tungu faa zaka daro zunga kati awishafoka watu wana ime marista kazi na wema aslamu sheshua shua ina wino ruwaza vasi vano tera zwa wano asina vano kuoma fee kwa kawoma zutuna mungari kudai mwaraka mkotiba sila osefa fambara mkati menyika inu uzizi nutambuzi zaitu shiro lezi mwe kwa mazizi kuma aslamu zaitu kuma pimit wa zozdai wo kuma aslamu zozdai badi na uya shiro yaka nye kuome sesa zotu kumaruma stata akumburu na kana rugari kana muna chuko sikako kana aslamu ya kwenu kwa sawa makuwa ya CM yuwa star vaya wano CM ya kutinda kushiro siku otu vari wala chuko sasa chato doki kwa wano tika kutinda kwa otu inda waka bate kana 400 siku siku kunyulo kwa bajera bazara iguna ini bazara chwa alitombo milundu mila kwa 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 na weo kiri kitika woma figa ina wei chuko wali kwa asuku wano asini wate suko wanengu wasina wa paper aswa na wa jinki wakato batia ura maungubozi na wei kitika mu South Africa munomu ya kato oma singambo vila kuti mwe yao waka utanga situ kwa mimi kama obati kumaitira kafane wa asira hili bozu mwenongo wasi ya basa unengo wasi ya mzimai ni property yako kana zishanguza wana azomu kati memba wajino saka beposu kwa usungu wa saka mutemu wako ya na awosu mutemu wakana kwa mutemu uri rudu awosu mutemu wakana kwa zikursa hizo zindai ba hizo wano plauti kama vatiti wana vacha vadiga uu zote unofoti nyoti mangwalo hina wuma sayo plauti kuti ninye kuti wano kuzi Zimbabwe teka kwa mazofiri si mandi ni shipiri ndo mazofiri 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 ndo wanu wacho nchivana nguwa starala kwa iti ya matosi ya nengaka zara nupinga wanu maraini kwa inu wadza kukuruko maruwa sati sara zizo ngoti nuna ngoti dae mwariva kangoti batira boza tino za tinga ya tuku zama ni nzira dose ini zino wadza bozi ndakatomo vaguma zwa kapera apa tine ma account tine ma ari zatina azu kana zvinge zvatongovharwa ku bank futi kuno vakamisa fo kuti udzokezo inde kwe zvaita sezvo vakawanda kana zvati zvatopata ne mari yacho yatokupata kana zvati upenyu hukunzi hukurama kunzi kwenyika vakomana upenyu norwadza zvikuru vakafana mudzimai uye anongogarira kuti ndirongogarira hangu vana chida kanyaro wazo kuti zvati kuti adzokezo kumba kwakabva kuti kwanga kuona kugara nyi kuti ana kuti asabe kurarapa
asi mufundisi tichitarisawo mashoko anenge achizobuda sevamwe vari kuti hakuna zvakadaro zvinosiya papi kune vanenge vachishupika kuti vazonzwa kuti chokwadi chiri papi nokuti vari kunyora vari kutoti VOA ndisitiri kunyeba hanzi Studio 7 tanga yematsvaga mafekisi.
Aiwa ndosaka tati vanhu ivava vanacho vanoziva munoziva kuti kune umwe munhu anongotorera nhau bva mugubhezi nauya mutaura VOA shona tinoitenda zvikuru nauya iri ndiye chokwadi maaslama tichonawo tani makori nemuti aisi nauye kunhewe yenhema musateerera vanhu vanongotora sina maturo zvamuri kuita toda kuti ndidai mwari vakaropafadza redhio iyo iri kuti inobatsira zvikuru sei inofambisa shoko pose pose nauye mutaura ndiye chokwadi adzisi nhema vanhu vakawana tikatoona kasungu vamwe vatori kuizirwa kuti tatumira vanhu kuti vanodini vanovasiyira mauti mangwana vaende kumusha aisi nauye nhema zvinhu zvakawanda tinonga tinambare navanhu vatosungiwa nhasi saka avo vanotora zvisina kuti hakuna zvakadai vanhu vaivai vanoda kusoropodza vari kumusha saka zvinhu zvinoitika saka vanhu vakafanira musavateerera mofa kusefa mameseji evanhu vanovaka vanoza tinodai isusu kuti zvinhu zvechokwadi zvenhema vanototeerera vanotoziva kuti zvechokwadi nawii ndechokwadi tiri kutendai zvikuru nemashoko amunogara muchingotipa pakuri mupaurire kumashoko akakosha zvikuru dai mwari akaropafadza redhio iyoyo yakaramba ichienda mberi.
Aiwa maita basa zvikuru mufundisi regai tinzwe kune vadare vatiinavo.
Awa tinotenda chodinga vene nyuwe ni usiku wakanaka chotenda zvikuru amen.
Thank you so much. Christian Mufundisi Moyo is saying those people who are saying that there's nothing like that, they are actually liars. And he thinks that they don't have documents, they don't have any papers to work and stay in South Africa, because he's saying he has evidence of people who are being deported when they go and try to renew their papers. So maybe we can bring in Mr. Mambeu. Mr. Mambeu, you heard from some of our listeners who wrote to our VOA Shona Facebook page, and also from Mfundisi Moyo. Maybe you have one or two words.
Well, to start with, the fact that you are discussing this, it means that indeed there is something that is happening. And it will not benefit anyone to suggest that, to just come up with a lie and start threatening people. It is a fact, and we have confirmed it, and we received daily reports of people that are being arrested, and people are knocking at our doors looking for assistance. Some knock while they are already in jail, and some knock while they are still incarcerated. And you will remember that as non-governmental organizations, we work on limited resources. So we try as much as is possible to gather information. But as you will know, that each and every process that we might want to take would need a certain financial input. So to say that it's a lie is quite unfortunate on the part of the people that have been writing that. But I want to also thank the pastor who has just spoken now for shedding more light on the process as it is unfolding. So we are actually, as Zimbabweans, caught between a rock and a hard place, and we do not really know what is the way forward. But as we have indicated, we will try to engage our government through the embassy, as well as the responsible ministry, the Ministry of Home Affairs, to try and find ways of getting, at least an amicable solution out of the whole scenario, so that at least confidence is brought back to the people that are currently using asylum papers.
Thank you so much, Mr. Mambeu. Chris, we are also joined now by Mr. Dewa Mavinga, who is a human rights lawyer, and he works with the Human Rights Watch in Southern Africa. Welcome to Studio 7 Live Talk, Mr. Mavinga.
Thank you so much, Jonga and team. Thanks for having me on the show.
Welcome. Mr. Mavinga, there are reports that many Zimbabweans who applied for asylum in South Africa say they are now scared of renewing their permits following an increase in the number of those that are arrested and deported while attempting to update them. May you shed light on this?
Yes, it is correct that hundreds, if not thousands, of Zimbabweans who had in fact not applied for asylum, but the application is for refugee status. Mm-hmm. But what the Home Affairs Department in South Africa has done is not to give a determination on refugee status, but to offer 6-monthly asylum documents mm-hmm. that are renewable every 6 months, which documents would enable the holder to work in South Africa, to go to school, or to start a small business. But what is happening now is that in the last few weeks, we have noticed and have received reports from Zimbabweans seeking to renew their asylum documents. That in fact, bribes have been demanded at the Maraba Start offices in Pretoria when they went for renewals, and that some have been told to that they would face deportation. I have received reports from some who have been told to retain on the 18th of June for the purpose of deportation back to Zimbabwe. So this is what we now face here in South Africa. It is very real, and it's a huge challenge.
Chris.
Yes, so Mr. Mavinga, you seem to, I don't know if I got you right, you seem to be differentiating between refugee status and asylum. Can you explain to our listeners if there is any difference and what is the procedure?
Well, yes, the application that is made upon entering South Africa is one for refugee status, which is a more permanent status. But what the Department of Home Affairs has done is not to temporary asylum documents, which temporary documents expire every 6 months and have to be renewed every 6 months. So the idea being that at some point, the holder of an asylum permit would then have their application for refugee status determined whether they qualify or not. But in the interim, if you have an asylum document, then it means you are entitled to work or to go to school in South Africa. But now what is happening is that the Department of Home Affairs, since recently now, is no longer renewing the asylum documents, except for in some cases where people have paid corruptly, bribed money, 100 rand, 200 rand or more for those exceptions to be met. Now the position is that people are being deported back to Zimbabwe and not getting extensions or renewals of their asylum documents.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Yeah, thank you so much for explaining, Mr. Mavinga. Ms. Matutu. Hello, Ms. Matutu? Ms. Matutu, are you still there?
Yes, I'm here. I can hear you.
Ah, okay. Maybe you can also explain to our listeners why some people are now being, are being afraid of going back if they have their papers, because you explained that, I think, in Sindebele, but you can still add to what the other guests have said.
Sorry, I didn't get your question straight.
Yes, I'm saying, may you explain the reasons you are getting from people, because as you have heard from our listeners, some of our listeners, they are saying that there is nothing like that that is happening, which means to them their life is normal. What can you explain to such people?
The one thing I can say is that same person who is saying that this is not happening, I bet you he or she doesn't have any asylum, he doesn't have a permit, he's just not documented in South Africa. Because anyone who is documented here, it's either you've got a permit that better fits him or you've got an asylum. We are all on our toes.
Mm.
This thing is happening. Like I'm saying, I'm the Zimbabwe Tay lady. I've got ladies who have come. I think it's been happening since we started the organization. We've received a lot of complaints like that. We've even had ladies who came to us and say, okay, someone has been taken to Lindela, so they need money for a bus fare or something like that. You need to pay bus fare for that person to be deported. So we've had ladies, like I'm saying, one lady came on the 4th of May, something like that. She was given that form, that letter that says you are no longer allowed to be in South Africa. So it is happening. Whoever is saying it's not happening is either undocumented or is just being
mischievous.
I think maybe he or she is in denial of what the situation is like here. Like I'm saying, it's either you've got a ZSP or you've got an asylum. Everyone is on his or her toes, because we don't know what the future holds for us. Everyone, if you've got an asylum today, it's expiring like next month. You just don't know whether to go there or just leave it to expire and just live like anyone else who is not documented. Because if you go there, you'll be arrested. So we'll end up having a lot of people who are not documented in South Africa, because a lot of people hate asylum. If now the asylums are not renewed, then we have a lot of undocumented people. They're just adding to the number.
Yes. Thank you so much. Do stay on the line, Ms. Matutu. We have a caller. Tinam, Koma Donald Magadi.
Ndimu Koma Junga Magadi.
Aywa, Ndimu Koma Mamboma.
Ivo, Chaivo.
Aywa. Sanangura ya Muzoro Mbichana volume radio yenyu motsanangura yenyu zvamuruda kutaura.
Okay, Mkoma Jonga, thanks. Mparise Mkoma Chris.
Nhasi pana Mkoma Chris. Mkoma Gibbs vari kupasu kubasa kwawo ku office.
Yeah, Mparise Mkoma Chris. I said Chris.
What's
the name na Chris pa diaspora for
round. Na nazonga mati Mkoma Gibbs. Aiwa, hapana chakai pandinova svitsa shoko. Taura yenyu nguva dziri kudyanana.
Ya ndoda wangu tangu kune vari kuramba vangangoramba bozi vanhu tine kahabiti kokuti kana zvisita kuitika pauri munhu haugori kubvuma. Saka vamwe vari kuramba havachiti isi kuno kwatisatambosangana nazvo ndokuzati Home Affairs yagarai musi chigariro chaiye kuti kana ukangobakwa usina chero passport iri valid unotodeportwa kudzosekwa kumusha. Ndozvika kuno Rustenburg but izvo zvandizvirambiri kuti hurumende dzokonzerwa ne reshuffling yakaitwa negovernment nekabhikuri navazuma mukabhineti yavo. Ndozviri kukonzeresa bhosi dzikuona kuti maminista akachinjwa chinjwa chishafirwa chishafirwa ndoza saka umwe neumwe unonga achiuya nepolisi yakewo saka ndokuchinja kwezunhu handizvirava ndizviri kutaura kwedu. Chokwadi ndinoda kumhorosa vadhehwa mazinga ndichitenda nebasa ravanoita vadhehwa mazinga vanoshanda zinga tinovapedzera rwanya hada vatenda varume ava.
Asi matimakusangana here nemunhu ari kuti ndakapiwa tsamba yekudzingwa mumusha kana kuti yamini yekubviswa musouth africa kudzoserwa kumusha kana kuti mune iye wamunoziva akatosiya midziyo yake akabatwa akaenda.
Vanhu vazhinji vanobatwa kuno but vanenge vasingabatsirwi yazvo zvekuti vanga vaenda kunorinyiwa but kutongobatwa kunzi iwe mapepa ako haana kukwana waita kuchingofambawo zviyazviya zvekuti Home Affairs ikangomirawo mota yavapo vakada ngokuvhunzavhunza kana kuti makawanda kana kufamba makata chikwata vanotokasira kuvati hawo mazimba then mukuvhunziwa mwemya uonekwa kuti hauna madhokumendi akakwana anokodzera kuti ugare muno South Africa unotodhipotiwa ipapo. But haina hangu kuno kuRustenburg ndisati ndanginzwa hangu vanoti vakamboenda ko bhozi vanhu vazhinji tiri kugara katina mapemita. Tokugara nemapasipoti izvi.
Okay.
Takunge tazabata nzira zvese tongozvigarira.
Aiwa pakanaka mukoma Donald maita basa.
Ya mufarise mukoma mazinga vari ipapa.
Aiwa vari kuzvinzwira hanza hapana inokumira imwe.
Ya aiwa ndotenda nebasa guru varoita mhani mukoma dzewa.
Ndizvozvo. Vamazinga hanzi munoita basa riri kudakadza namukoma Donald vari kuSouth Africa ikoko. Halo, ndofunga vari kunzwa. Chris wanzwa mukoma Donald is one of our regular callers. He's saying, well, this is happening though where he is in Rustenburg. He says it's not as high as it is in places like Johannesburg and other areas, but he's saying it is happening. Those who are in denial will only come to agree to the process, or I mean that the process is taking place when it happens to someone they know or to them. Well, we know many people who live in denial. The only the only proof of a pudding is in the eating. When it's you, it hurts most.
Let's hear from Mr. Mambeu. Mr. Mambeu, you are in Johannesburg, by the way.
In Johannesburg.
Okay. Did you hear anything about the floods which we hear hit Cape Town today?
There have been notices that have been put out, especially by the Western Cape government, regarding the floods, advising people to stay indoors and also advising that schools will be closed in some areas just during the time of the storms. Is quite true. I have not been on the news to find out what has really transpired. The floods have been lost. Well, property has been damaged of late, but in the morning the news has been advised as such.
Oh, I see. Thank you for that information. Anyway, back to our topic. This issue of Zimbabweans going to renew their papers and finding themselves in trouble has not been happening in the past, or it's something that just sprung recently.
Well, this has just come up now. People never really had problems with renewals. You would remember that when people went for renewals, they would even not renew on the particular day of expiry, and they would go back and back again and again, and there was not really any problem. The moment you would get in there, usually it was a process of getting it done. But albeit, there have been queues those queues were the ones that were really igniting the corruption. But now, since the advent of the new system, it seems as though they are trying to clear a backlog of the cases. But in so doing, they are putting too much pressure on the applicants to an extent that they now have to force to arrive at decisions without giving much consideration, which is now causing all the deportations that we see. I think it's a matter of change in policy direction, and also in some cases, as I've just picked up now, that some are given the time to say, go back
and you should be out of South Africa. But some have not been given that time even to appeal or to even go back home. They have been taken away from Marawasat straight to Lindela. We have got several cases of that nature, which is quite unfortunate.
Oh,
and for us Zimbabweans, we really feel that we are under too much pressure. We are being victimized home and away. There is bond not in Zimbabwe. There is all sorts of things that one would not like to deal with. And when we come this side and we face such situations, we really feel that the Lord is no longer on our side. It's quite a problem. But nonetheless, we encourage people to go back home, register to vote, and really have a better life in our area of death.
Mm-hmm. So can you give me an idea of at least how many people are, you know, are in those queues waiting to renew their asylum papers on a given day?
It's quite many. But there's been some notable improvements since the advent of the new system. Previously, you'd find give or take 1,000, 2,000 people in the queue, but now they're still loitering around and, you know, people are standing out here and there. But once you are inside, then it's much better. But you would expect a crowd of 500, 600 people that come through the offices on a day-to-day basis.
That's quite a big number. Anyway, well, thanks so much. Can you keep holding? Salom laleli lapha uNtunga. uNtunga use South Africa. Kunjani Ntunga?
Ngiyaphila njani?
Siyaphila. Igama lakho lonke mbani? uNtunga mele inkomo
yini?
Oh, bengithi uNtunga emsebenza la enxa usebalekwa eSouth Africa. Ungasiphathisa usitshele ukuthi udaba lolu esilalo lamhlanje wena ulubona njani?
Le ndaba ikhona ngani? Ikhona impela, abantu banokubanjwa, but angeze umuntu okuthiwa wafika wabanjwa lapho. Loko kubona abantu besiya-renewa lapho ama-aslam bebuya nawo ama-aslam be-renewe, but ngeze omunye manje ethi wathiwa wazonikeza ama-questions okuthi uma bengakhona ukuthi bephendule imibuzo efana laleyo abazoyiphiwa. Bazoqhubeka bephiwa ama-aslam, but uma bengehluleka bazofika bewathathela ama-aslam, which means uma sebewathathela sekuyokudiphotha kwabo lapho.
Kodwa bonabo ngokuthi wena ungaphi kwe-South Africa?
Mina ngisejoburg lapho eSoweto.
Kodwa phela esikhuluma labo abantu abezwa bathi bona kuyenzakala, bahlala bekubona kusenzakala lo.
Lami ngiyabezwa batsho kanjalo ukuthi kwenzakala, but mina embaziyo abasebenzisa ama-slam lapha lokubona besiya-renewa belokhu bekhona lamanje baya-renewa okwamanje ankazi ukuthi kukhona okusekusa wabanjwa lapha ePitori.
Hayi, kwezwakala. Hayi, sibongile kakhulu Ntunga.
Olright, hayi, siyabonga kakhulu.
Timonzo una mazinga.
Ba mazinga.
Ndo vari kunzinare yona.
Yeah, I think the call has dropped.
Regai timbozwa idu kuna sise Matutu. Mr. Matutu, ameno munhu oda kukhuluma here kana kuti kutaura kana ku English.
Ngicela ukukhuluma.
Ngicela ukukhuluma. Maybe my friend can throw a question so that you kuluma inindika kulumisa.
Yes, lapho ubaba lapho esilayo umunye la ungumhlonitshwa wethu umnumzana Mambeu uthi yena bayafika ama 500 to 1000 wena bangaka uya kubabone ngelanga elilodwa?
Mina angaze ngifike mara bastard. Kodwa ngiyamkholwa mayethi kube ngafika bo 400 to 500 abantu abayavuselela ama-aslam a day. And the lokho kutshengisa ukuthi ziningi kangakanani inani labantu abasebenza ama-aslam lapho eSouth Africa.
Okokuthi nxa uhamba nje emgwaqweni lapho iningi ohlangana labo babe belawo amaphepha na?
Iqiniso yokuthi abantu abaningi abalawo amaphepha. bebenawo lawo ama-aslam kodwa nabo futhi akusibo wonke abanama-aslam abantu abantu abaningi abalawo amaphepha la-South Africa and futhi uma sokusenzeka kanje ugcina usubona ukuthi lo muntu ongena amaphepha mhlawumbe ungcono ngoba kalaso leso stress sokuya-renewa nokwenza lezo lonto zonke lezo yayibona
kodwa-ke nxa usuhlangana la mapholisa ungelawo amaphepha sokusiba le nkinga
yabona lapho kuqala khona indaba le ebesikhuluma ngayo ye-corruption ukuthi sokubizwa amapholisa noma sukotshwa sukuyahlalela indela ulinde ukudiphotha ongakwazi ukuzodiphotha nini ngoba uzokuseda noma zinyanga ezimbili phezu laphana
ah kunzima jonga
rikaiti mhosva kuna vamambeu vamambeu tinoona kunge hurumende yesouth africa isingatambiri kuti zvinhu hazvina kumira zvakanaka muzimbabwe mungafunga here kuti danho iro ndoriri kuita kuti vanhu vakawandawo vange vachizosvikowana magwaro avo ekutsvaka upoteri anga asina kubudirira vachidzoserwawo musha
dambudziko tine hurumende yemuno ndekusagamuchira chimiro chenyika yezimbabwe vene vakagamuchira chimiro chenyika yezimbabwe kubva kuna 2008 uko vambeki vari mupawa vachitiwo kuzimbabwe hakuna crisis iko zvino vazuma vakapindawo pavakanga vachida kunopinda paya vaiita senge kuzimbabwe kune crisis asi pavakangopinda zvoita senge maonero avo atichinjewo saka ipapo tine dambudziko guru tinenge titoti dei vambochinja matarisiro avo enyika yezimbabwe vakaona kuti zvingaitiwa sei nokuti chero vakadhipota vanhu vanongodzoka uyezve havasiri vari kutoenda kumusha vatiri kutotyira todotira vamwe vari kutosimba muzimbabwe izvezvi vari kutiza mabhondi noti vari kutiza kugara makiu vakamirira mari dzavo vene vava vari vamwe vazuma nehurumende yavo vagara navamugabe pasi kuti nhamo iri kuonekwa nevana vezimbabwe ingapedzwa sei south africa inyika huru kwazvo inogona kuva neinfluence musadis neafrica pase zvayo yakakura kudai saka tinenge tichingovaisa chikumbiro kuti vasaramba vachidzivirira kana tandouya kuno nezvikonzero zvatinenge zvichauya nazvo zvakasiyana vatirege tikwanise kushandawo asi ngavabatsire mukugadziriswa kwenyika yekwedu kuti nyika yekwedu nayo yegogona kumirawo zvakanaka vakaramba vari mudenial tinosvika kwamvura yacheka makumbo tese tichingotambudzana tichingotizana tichingobraibana tichingotizana tichingobraibana hamene kuzvinopera rini
Thank you so much, Chris. Ndofunga nguva dzakuda kutandanisika. Timbonzwa kuna Zare Matutu. Tinenge tisati tawana vamavhinga kudzoka parunare, but tombotaura here nevaripo.
Yebo, jonga. Isikhathi mama Matutu sesifika ekugcineni lapha sesidliwe ngumangoye sesisafika ekugcineni ungaphosa nje elakho elokugcina usitele ukuthi njengomuntu omela abantu khona ngapho eSouth Africa kukhona omunye umlaleli oke wabuza wathi hawu khathi bona labo abathi bayasimela bona kuyini abakwenzayo kahle kahle abangasithembisa khona
akukho singathi singathengisa khona ngoba le nto yokuthi yokurenewa kwama-aslam noma kwama-permisi sokuleli zangeni leyomafezi e-South Africa so okwamanje mina engingakukhuthaza abantu ukuthi vele ukuhlala egayeni sizohlala sihlangana nazo inkinga ezifana nalezo i-situation esikiyo manje dinga ukuthi sizele amacebo okuthi siyolungisa ekhaya masihlala phansi sihlangana khona size namacebo kuyalungisa ekhaya ngoba ukuhlala lapha e-South Africa silwele ama-aslam silwele ama-penis akusoze kusisendawo okusalayo ukuthi besizukulwane sethu esizayo sizobe lokho sila e-South Africa silwele ama-permit silwele ama-aslam yebo siyawafuna ama-permit kusebenzela ama-aslam ayadingeka kodwa kumele siyolungisa lapho esibuya khona ngoba asivela
ngasakhamu
le-South Africa
sile
lizwe
lethu esidabuka khona isikhathi sesiphelileyo njengoba ngikhulumile hayi sibongele kakhulu ube lo busuku obuhle
siyabonga
yes jonga we have come to the end of our show that was the Victress Matutu of the Imbokodo Pressure Group in South Africa we also had Dewa Mavinga a human rights lawyer and who works for Human Rights Watch South Africa and of course Mr. Tino Mambeu of the coordinator of the Zimbabwe Exiles Forum thank you so much to our listeners as well this is Chris Gande good night Zimbabwe
Neni Jonga Gande Miri tusangana muzvirongwa zve Studio 7 zvinotevera murira zvakanaka